But for my wife, I remember when we were somewhere passing the Atlantic Ocean, she kept on asking, how many hours? How many hours? Because it's surely a long way here. Thank you for the wonderful fellowship we have in Christ. We'd like to thank you, brethren, so much for what you are doing for us in the partnership of the gospel. We also want to thank our Lord for the guidance he has given us to be here. We arrived July 24th, and we have been in the Lake Jackson, Clute, and Angleton areas in Texas. And we met brethren there, so wonderful. And we are hoping that tomorrow we will go to Russellville, where we will be with the brethren there and probably share the word of God. And then on August 10, we will be at New Georgia. And then August 18, we will be at the New Hope on Wednesday. August 17, we will be in Florida at the East Hill congregation. From East Hill, we will go to a place near Tampa in Florida at the Seventh-day Church of Christ, where I will speak from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then from there, we will fly back to Texas and speak at the East Side Church in Baton. So we have a pretty busy schedule. I'm going to show a few pictures, and these pictures are just part of the work that we are doing, in Zimbabwe. The great mighty Victoria Falls, this is really a place that you would want to see someday if finance allow. It's a wonder of the world. Even me and my children, when we go there after a week, it appears like we are seeing something new. And this is the place where we are privileged to be, because we have visitors. Some of you will wonder, Tenson, you come here, how come you know people in Texas, you know people in Washington, you know people? It's because the place is just so many people, and members come there and they just go on the internet and they know where we are, and that makes me to have a lot of contacts with so many people. Teaching continues in Zimbabwe. This is the senior high class at Motsi High School, which is very close to our home. And I actually just go in the classes, in all classes actually, as per schedule, and teach these children and mold their morality. The teachers there are appreciating the work that I'm doing, because there have been so many young people, they have failed to control through trying to put physical discipline. But when I go in class, we talk them nicely. We open the word of God in public schools. As I told you before, they allow that. And I also speak on the assembly. I remember when Brother Steve was there, I took him to the assembly, and I think he spoke to over 900 of the students there. And this work is really going on very well. And I continue to study with a lot of other pupils who would have finished their high school, and those that are in high school, and some of them even attend our worship service at the high school where we are. I wouldn't repeat this one. You already know this. Patience is doing very well in school with our daughter. She is the one here. She's doing very well. She is now in what we call here, I think it's grade 11. And she did very well in the ordinary exams. And so we are so happy. And then there is Paul, Priscilla. And remember, I said we are having Esther. Esther is staying with us. She is the daughter of my uncle. and the mother passed away when she was really a baby, and we decided to just keep, and she's doing grade 9 now. You see, those three gentlemen, you might remember them. They did a wonderful job in Victoria Falls. We are so happy. That's Brother Steve, Brother Joe Greer, and Brother Ted Corder from Crossville. We had arranged when they were here that they would come, and especially their major mission was to help us preachers in Africa with a lot of material and a lot of ideas. And we want to thank you, Brother Steve, on behalf of others, for the work that many young men were calling me and saying, we really benefited. We wish if we could have such. And started to say, Brother Mangwinyana, why did you not invite so? Why did you not? I said, no, we couldn't do it all one time because, you know, our resources were limited. And so I am praying that if you brethren are willing and if ability is there, please do, send again, Brother Steve. I think, one thing I noticed when you have men from this side who have been very well in the field and are teaching the word on almost daily basis, they are a great source to us young preachers, because we try to ask many questions. They can go to the scriptures, explain, and they know issues. So we were so happy, and their mission was accomplished. We managed not only to get preachers encouraged, but we also went with them to nearby churches, especially those churches that I normally go into villages, and they preached there. And actually, one of those, when we went there, we had four people that were baptized. The East Side Church here, I believe, helped me with a projector, and in some of our churches in Zimbabwe, especially in urban areas, they do have church buildings, although they are not that good. And sometimes they have electricity and I can use PowerPoint. And this was one place that I was in Harare, and I was talking about removing all that shames the church, which will be the topic that I will be speaking at the New Hope this Wednesday. This is recent Mosi congregation. Most of the members there were not there because, as you know, it is a tourist area, and some will be at work and they come and break bread in the evenings on Sunday. This is a young man and his family. He is at what we call the Mafimba Church of Christ. His name is Gibson, and his wife and his children. And I like this young man so much. He is very dedicated. He had a problem with, I don't know what happened. Maybe it was a throat problem. And he could not speak for several times, and we tried to help him to go to the hospital. Now he is back to normal, but his voice is still need improvement. But he's so dedicated. If we arrange something to say we are going to this village, you always see he takes his tent, and sometimes his wife will be there, and we go and try to reach out people. As I have always said, brethren, in our country, if you would ask Brother Steve, you would tell you, it's not so easy. Everyone needs the gospel. Every Christian would want to go to places where we are doing reaching out, but sometimes it's not easy because of distance and because of the places that are far removed. But this young man always cooperates. It's not sometimes the same with other people. They give you excuses that you will know, I think this excuse, I cannot continue to ask him, but I think this excuse he doesn't want. He can make a sacrifice, but not with some of these young people. I showed you this picture long back, if I remember this, but this is a bushy path from Chilanga, and you can see the background down there, that's a village there, and this is like a mountain. And we were in that behind there, there's a village there. And just to get where I am there, this is almost like the summit of that hill. And it's really, by the time I was there, I was with Brother Christopher, Brother Steve, you remember him. And we were very, very tired. And he said, well, let me take you a picture because he is used in that area because that's his area. But he could look at my face that day. I was gone. I was almost fainting. But, you know, we said, well, that's what it is. And one of these things, Brother Steve, when you come, don't accept Christopher's invitation to go to Chilang. Please don't. He will not tell you. He will say, yes, but there's a place where we will leave the vehicle and we will walk because we can't. There is no roads there. So even if you say, brother, I want you to go, simply say, no, we have other commitments because you won't get there. He will not tell you. He would want you to go, but I know you won't get there. So be very careful when you come. I know it is going to happen so I need to warn you. Right, elephants continue to be animals that roam our area. And but I need to say one sad thing here so far. These animals have so far killed other two more people in our area. But I would think sometimes the human beings are to blame in this case. Because there are some nightclubs and people go to these nightclubs and sometimes they don't have money to hire taxis to the high density suburbs where they stay. And so instead of following the main road because they are drunk, they use shortcuts. And it will be sometimes past 11 p.m. and it will be quiet and the animals will just be roaming almost close to where people. I remember Vimbai's whole corn garden was invaded one night right at our house. And so this other man was coming from the beer hall. He tried to use a shortcut, although National Parks people announced that you must never be alone at night. And once it is 10:30, always use a taxi. He came where this elephant was. He didn't realize by the time he wanted to run away, it had already been frustrated and he was killed. It's so sad, but these animals are really very, very dangerous. They always say when you are in Victoria Falls, and you are driving tourists, if you see this herd of elephants passing, don't try to be overexcited with the tourists. Just switch off your vehicle, stop there. Even if he's on the road for about 15 minutes, don't make any noise. And they have always been warning us that if you tamper with him, 99% of an elephant's attack to a human being is death. So you don't have to tamper with him. So we are really very careful with this. But one thing that we can say God is awesome is that they are very innocent animals. Big as they are, if you don't harass them, if you are just there and wait, and give them away, they are innocent, they are harmless. But if you frustrate them or come close to them unaware, then you will be gone. Here we were, Brother Takawira Mkono, this one, he was congratulating this lady was being baptized. And you remember what I said, we use these tents which Brother Les Maydell has given us. This lady here who was baptized is the daughter-in-law of this lady just here. And we had been teaching her the gospel. I think, Brother Steve, when you came, this lady was not there at Sidobe, at that village where we went near, because she had gone to South Africa where her husband is working. So you didn't get to meet her. I won't say anything there. I think you know that gentleman, do you? All right, that's for my son. I think that day he was in his best with his dad ready to go for worship service. We continue to do preacher encouragement even if our brethren are not there. One of the things we do is we try to bring these preachers in their different areas. We travel there with my wife. We try to be together. And I try also to give some, there are some other doctrinal issues they may want to ask, and we try to encourage them. And here and again, we see brethren helping us in that regard, and it is a source of encouragement. All this, you see, this is a preacher and his wife. This is my young brother, Josiah, and his wife. And then all these, each one of them, they were having their wives, and we were trying to give some very important lessons when they are together. And then the Mbai would take the ladies alone and try to give them some lessons that are related to them. So we always ask you to help us in this regard whenever we have planned for such. We don't try to do it only when we have our American visitors. We also try to do that when we are by ourselves to encourage the spread. These are some sisters, members of the Church of Christ, where my wife was speaking. This was in Harare. And my wife and myself, we are regularly invited a lot when we are in our own country. And sometimes we have a lot of, you know, commitments to try and teach. And many congregations, when they invite us, they like us to me to speak to the men and my wife to speak to. My wife is very good in our own language to speak to the ladies. And here she was speaking to those ladies. You can see there she was just speaking to the ladies, giving some very important lessons. And so we continue to thank you, brethren, here for, you know, when you help us, you don't know how far that much you help us goes in the furtherance of the gospel and in the edification of the gospel. Would you know who that one is? You see, ladies in the villages, there is no tap water. So they go to a well and they carry that on their heads without holding them. And they can walk a long distance. And when you are a woman in Zimbabwe who stays in an urban area, when me and my wife, we go to the villages, our women have to be like those village women. Otherwise, they start to mock at you. Say, you are an urban woman. You try to be special. And so you have to be the way that. And that's like almost a 20-liter bucket of water. And you see, that person is my wife. That one, carrying that bucket. And she was coming. I don't know how many American women can do that. No, you should never try to do that because, you know, you're not used to that. But you would see that when you visit us and we take you to our rural home area where my wife comes, you actually see her with the other women carrying buckets like that. It will be strange to you, but you know, that's the way they are. That's how they go and get water. Just you drive your car to get some groceries. That's what they do also. And so I thought you would have to be interested. These are some of the men that Brother Joe Greer, Brother Ted, and Brother Steve were teaching. I just decided to shoot them a picture. This one is Julius Tiani. He is in Harare. This one is Brian Membere. He is from the Nyanyazi area. This is Stephen Grove. He is just 15 kilometers away from Victoria Falls Town. This is Reason. He is from Harare. And this is Christopher. They are some of those that were there when our brethren were teaching. When we were in Texas, we had the opportunity to go to the annual singing at Kleinwood. And there were so many people. I think at the end, they announced there were about 844 who came for the annual singing that we really enjoyed that. Yesterday in Birmingham, we had a very good evening. This man here that you see here, his name is Andrew Mshawatu, and this is his wife, Regina. Regina is an American, but Andrew is from Zimbabwe. You remember last time when I was at the Gandersville congregation at the Ligon Street Church? Andrew worked in a chicken plant, and he heard that there was Tenson Mangwenyana speaking at the Ligon Street Church, and he said, "This is a fellow Zimbabwean. I need to go and see him." And he later on came on Sunday evening when we were almost finishing our service. And after that, I began to communicate with him. When we were making this trip coming here, he informed me that he was now in Birmingham, and he was staying there now, married to his wife, Regina. And so we made an arrangement for them to come to Brother Gene Walden of the Pleasant Grove congregation. And he was there. And also a young man and his wife, whom we met in 2012 in South Carolina, Travis Pyle and his wife, they also came. And we had a very good Bible study yesterday. We are hoping, I left Brother Edwards, who is the preacher at the Pleasant Grove, to continue studies. But I'm hoping this couple, the way they showed their interest, let's all pray that they will obey the gospel. Their interest showed me a lot of things. And then, just to say a few things, we thank you for all your continued support. Anytime we probably request some money for ladies' lessons, sometimes Vimbai will arrange with area congregations for the women to be by themselves for special lessons. We will ask you to help, and also whenever it's necessary, if we ask you food for the brethren, we will ask you. I would like just, as we are about to have our invitation song, I want us to open to Psalm chapter 90. Everyone, please. Psalm 90. I would like to read from verse number 10. The word of God in Psalm 90 verse 10 says, The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Now, this scripture, to me, it touches me. Because it only tells us that our lives here is just but short. You may be in America, you have very good health care. Some people don't live to the privileged years that many are in here of being gray-haired, because your health system is very good. But my point is, whether you live 80 years, 90 years, or 50 or 40 years as it is in Zimbabwe, remember, it is just a short time when we are on earth. And so before we sing the song of invitation, let me just point out that we need to remember, especially if you are not yet God's child, we need to remember that life is brief. We need to remember that death is certain. We need to remember that judgment is a sure coming. And we need to remember that preparation is necessary. If you are one of those who has not, why don't you do that?